Hi, I'm Laura LaBelle, the host of The Impossible Job, a podcast about the misadventures in parenting that every parent goes through, regardless of who your family is. Not an expert, just a parent. The Impossible Job podcast is supported by RichmondToDCHelpWanted.com, the hometown advantage. Most folks who work here love living here. They care about the community. At RichmondToDCHelpWanted.com, they're proud to work with the hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. RichmondToDCHelpWanted.com makes it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Post your job today on RichmondToDCHelpWanted.com. And if you're looking for a good local job, search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at RichmondToDCHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work. Hey everyone, I just wanted to give you all a quick update, let you know that this episode is about vacations, and on the subject of vacations, I am taking one. So this is going to be the last episode for the season. I will be back next season on September 6th with new episodes. So if you guys haven't subscribed to the podcast yet, now is a great time to do so. That way, when the next episode comes back on September 6th, it will automatically download and you won't miss any episodes. All right, everybody, I hope you're enjoying your summer and enjoy the episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Impossible Job Podcast. I am your host, Laura, and today I have my friend Laura back on the show. Welcome back, Laura.
Thanks for having me back.
You are most welcome. Why don't you go ahead and reintroduce yourself a little bit to maybe someone who hasn't heard the show before.
I have two boys, Mason, who is 4, and Smith, who is 2, and my wife. Yes.
And your wife, Betsy.
Yes.
Today we're going to be talking about vacations.
Yay.
Because summer's coming up, and I feel like that's a time of year that a lot of families kind of go on, like, you know,
vacations. In the summer.
Okay. You don't.
I don't want to be with the people.
Okay.
So I just stay away.
Well, I think it's more common just because that's when the kids are out of school. So. And I think people are maybe like just recuperating their time back from like the holidays.
Right,
so they have
right.
actually time to take off. So I think summer is a real popular time for people. Spring break too.
Yeah, I feel like I've benefited that my kids are not in school yet. So mm-hmm. we can vacation whenever. I've already been thinking about like when Mason starts preschool or kindergarten, I guess more kindergarten. Mm-hmm. Like when are we going to vacation? Can I just pull him out for like a week and be like, F it.
Well, preschool. Yeah, I feel like it's less.
Oh, preschool, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, kindergarten, maybe not so.
I know, I feel like they learn so many things now. He might like miss something.
Yeah.
And they have homework. I'm not about it.
Oh yeah, that's another
day.
Homework is another show. So let's start with go back to the beginning before we had these beautiful, wonderful children of ours. Before we had kids, did you go on vacations?
Definitely.
With your,
we did like impromptu vacations too. We'd be all like, "Oh, let's go somewhere next week," and we would just leave and go.
Spontaneous. Did you have like pets or anything?
We did have dogs, but we would just like none of our friends had kids, so we'd just have somebody come watch them, and mm-hmm. it was really easy. Or sometimes we'd board them, but like my wife's favorite vacations are cruises. Like that's her jam. That's what she still dreams about doing. And I'm all like, I like it. You get to go to a lot of different places, and then you're on the boat, but it gets kind of boring. I just want to travel, though.
I feel like cruises are good to go with, like, other couples.
Yeah, so we did, like, concert cruises. Oh. So it would be, like, a whole bunch of different, like, artists would be on the boat, and so you get to go to, like, a new concert every mm-hmm. night, and that's kind of fun.
Okay.
I don't think we've ever been on, like, a regular cruise.
Oh, okay. See, I've been on, like, a Caribbean cruise.
Oh.
And that was, like, with family over, like, a holiday type thing. Avery and I kind of want to do like an Alaskan cruise maybe or something, but that was before we had kids. We talked about it, but so like what are your expectations for when you went on these vacations?
Before kids, I had zero expectations. Okay. I was going to show up, have fun. I knew it was going to be a good time, you know? My favorite is like we really liked this artist once. Well, we liked her for a long time. And so she was playing in like a zoo in Washington State. And we're just like, F it. Let's go. I have family in Washington State. Let's just fly out there and go see the concert. And we did. It was awesome. And it ended up being really good because it was like the last time I saw my dad before he passed. And so that one always holds like a special place. Yeah. But it was a really kind of just like, fuck it, let's just go and have fun because we had no responsibilities.
Yeah. How often would you like go on these super awesome spontaneous adventures?
I don't know. We weren't like, I feel like people just, you know, they go like once a year, twice a year. I don't think we ever had like a set thing. It was just when something came up that we liked, we would go.
Okay. Yeah, we, I don't think, we didn't vacation, so to speak, so often before we had kids because we both worked. So at the time, it was like we had plenty of money to take a vacation.
But no time.
But no time.
Yeah.
And then when we did have kids, I stopped going to work to stay home with the kids.
And then there's no money and
so
lots
now
of
it
time.
Was just like we didn't have the money, but I had plenty of time to do it. So it was just kind of, that was kind of annoying. I mean, we did go on some vacations. And I'm a super planner. So I, of course, planned everything out like to the minute. Like I had everything scheduled. And it was just because
I'm a planner in my day to day. On vacations, I let it go.
See, I feel like I plan vacations as if I am never going there again. So I'm going to experience everything I can.
I'm very much like, oh, look at that billboard. Let's pull off the road and go see whatever that is. Like, no.
No, I wish I were that like footloose and fancy free.
I can't plan because I feel like I plan so much of my life that I need some point to just be all like, I'm done.
Yeah, let's just let it go. That would be nice. Where would you go? You said you would go on like cruises and then you went to like Washington State.
Right. Or? Yeah. We drove cross country one time. We slept in our car. That's how you know we were young because we were all like, it's fine. We'll just sleep in the back of a, you know, sedan. It's fine.
Even when I was young, I did that with a friend and we're like, yeah, we're going to rough it. We're going to like.
We did rough it. Yeah.
We'll like sleep in the car and we'll take showers at like.
The state
like
park?
A car wash or something. And then, like, when it came down to it, I was like, nope, I can't do this.
No, we did it.
I need
it
a bed.
It was awesome. It was great. I mean, I loved it. The idea of it now, I'm like, nope. Well, even if we don't have kids with us, I'd want a hotel. I want a regular bed. I want a shower.
That's honestly, sleeping in my car kind of sounds like the fourth ring of hell to me. I would wake up with,
I don't
like,
know.
The
when
sore
I was younger,
snack.
I was just all like, this is great. And we really did. Like, we would pull off the road and see random shit, and it was great. And now I'm all like, no, I'm not sleeping in the car. I already sleep terribly every day. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, most of our vacations were honestly kind of visiting family because we have family all over.
That's our vacations
and
now.
And so we would drive down to Florida and we would drive up to Vermont. We would drive out to
to Vermont for my wedding.
Oh, that's nice though. Yeah. I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, unfortunately though, when we did go to visit these places, it was like at the polar winter opposites that we should. So like we would visit we would visit Florida in the summertime.
Oh, no, no, no.
And we would visit Vermont, like, in the dead of winter. And it was just, we should have, like, switched it.
Right, yes.
So
I never go to
Florida
in the summer.
Yeah, it was awful. But, I mean, I don't know. Looking back, I kind of miss being able to have, like, the spontaneity of, like, oh, we have a free, like,
3-day weekend.
Let's get in the car and go
do
something.
Yeah.
And it was fine. What do your vacations look like now?
Family vacations. I mean that literally. Like, if we're going somewhere, we're generally going to visit family. Mm-hmm. So we go to Florida every year to visit my family. We go to Georgia to visit Betsy's. And really, that's it. I mean, traveling with kids is just...
Do you do anything in particular other than visit family when you're at these vacations?
When we go to Georgia, not really. We just kind of hang out, eat way too much food, and then go home. Mm-hmm. In Florida, my parents live in Orlando, so Disney, Universal, parks. That's really it.
I mean, honestly, vacationing to me means just eating all the food that I can in that location. So, I don't know. It's kind of
that's
a great vacation.
That's really my favorite part of Florida. I tell my parents all the time, like, I hate them living in Florida because we don't get to see them. But I love them living in Florida because it's all the Spanish food I can, like, fill my body with.
Like, the freshest seafood, like, the best.
I'm into it.
Like, Cuban food, whatever. Yes. It's so good.
And they just buy it everywhere. I'm like, what is this? Like...
Yeah, you can definitely find, like, a legit, authentic, like, pressed Cuban sandwich all over, like, places of Florida, and they're all the best.
It's like, my family's Puerto Rican, and so, like, finding Puerto Rican food is impossible. But suddenly, you go to Orlando, and they'll just go to the grocery store, and Publix sells good Puerto Rican food. And I'm like, what? Come to me. I mean, finding it here, it's
a little
vacation.
Bit of a challenge, yeah. Our vacations with our kids now are just that. It's also just, it feels like more like obligation kind of vacations. I'm so happy to see my family when I go
But
to
you're
see
not
them.
Going someplace just because you want to go.
But it's not just because I want to experience, you know, the culture of the area. It's for a specific purpose. So in a way, it almost feels like an obligation, which I kind of think takes away from, like, the vacation aspect of it. And it's also, it doesn't even feel like a vacation, so to speak. It's just parenting in a different location. And I know I've said that before, but it's what it is. You're just parenting
harder, though.
In a different location with less resources that you have, like, available at your home. Because you don't know necessarily where everything is. Yes. You don't have everything, like, all
your
the little...
Your kid will want the one thing you didn't pack.
Right. Or, like, you forgot to bring, like, the... go and, like, stock up when you get there on, like, diapers or wipes.
I feel like we spend a ton of money just on, like, things we already have in our house because I don't want to travel with them.
Right, because they're little people, but they require so much stuff.
Yep.
And, like, flying is a nightmare. Not because of, like, the whole kids in the plane thing, which,
that's its own nightmare, yes.
That's its own separate nightmare, but the whole, like, packing their stuff. So, like, when they're on the plane, you have, like, their car seat, you have their stroller, then you have to have their carry-on bag full of stuff, and you have to bring, like, a change of clothing for them and for you. Because I have been on a plane with a kid that has spit up on me. And
I don't pack a change of clothes. I like to live dangerously. And I'm just like, if my kid leaves this plane in a diaper, I don't even care at this point.
Well, that's what happened. And then I learned from my mistake because I didn't want to fly topless.
this has often happened to you before.
This has
kids?
Happened. No, well, not before, but, like, I've flown with a kid. They've thrown up on me, and I had to, like, go to the bathroom, take off my shirt, and, like, rinse it out and try to wring it out to get that stench off because it's a plane and the air circulates. So, like, the whole plane's just going to smell like baby vomit if I don't. And then, of course, there's no place to change your kid.
I had never been in a plane bathroom until I had kids. Like, planes, like...
You don't have a place to change them in a plane bathroom. Yeah. So, thankfully, my mom flew with me, and she had an empty seat next to her.
Okay.
So, she, like, laid Lucy down when she was a baby and, like, changed her diaper in the seat, and it was fine. But it was just... I was like, what if this had been a full flight? Like,
oh, yeah,
I would have been changing
us.
A kid in my lap. And, I mean, not to brag, but Laura has some healthy... Well, Laura has some pretty healthy babies. Like, I gave birth to, like, three-month-olds. So they were big babies, and there's not a lot of leg room.
Yeah,
so there
would
have been, like, a poo-tastrophe somehow if that happened. But I digress. But, the whole traveling with kids is kind of its own nightmare. And then... all their stuff. And then I also feel like if we go to a place where we're not staying with family, so we have to have, like, a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, my kids were kind of particular with their sleeping habits.
Yeah.
They're actually pretty good sleepers, knock on wood.
Mine are terrible, so this is even more fun. So
they were pretty good sleepers, but they had to have, like, the right environment to sleep in.
Yeah, we travel with sound machines and pillows and
So
night lights.
Yeah, we have a sound machine, and then we had, like, the video monitor that we would bring with us.
I don't bring the monitor. I'm like, F it. We're all in the same room.
Well, that's the thing. We wouldn't have the same. We would get, like a suite type room they needed... I needed them to have their own space because I don't want to sit in the bathroom for 3 hours while they sleep and then sneak back into the room to go
I've
to
never
bed.
Done like, the suite. Like, we always just get, like, two beds, and usually I'm so tired. This is my other issue with vacation. I'm so tired on vacation that I'm just like, forget it, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
Too.
No, I just, I don't know. I don't want to go to bed at 7 o'clock. Even if I am tired, I'm going to go to bed at 7 o'clock. So
we abandon schedules on vacation, and I think this is my issue. Like, we'll crawl into bed. Like, my kids are crawling into bed, like, 9:30, 10.
Mm.
And everybody's so tired by this time that There is no staying up. There's no anything. We're just, yeah. just made it alive, and that's good.
See, I'm clinging to our schedule. And like, you're going to go to bed at 7 o'clock because I need a break after this long, you know, day. And then I don't want to sit in the bathroom, so that's why we get like a suite or something where even a place with like a really large closet that I can stick like the pack and play
in the
something.
Closet.
But it was just, so there's that. And it's also, well, yeah, because of like if we stay with not staying with someone and we're staying in a hotel room, it gets really expensive quickly because where it would just be like, just a regular hotel room for like me and Avery, then it turns into we need to find like a suite.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. We don't need to do it. But if I want to sleep, then yeah, I need to buy like a fucking suite. And it costs more money.
We don't get a suite and it still costs a lot of money. Like, we'll find like some really cheap hotel that's like not sketchy and like have hookers outside. And so it's like, we're like, okay, this is a decent price, a decent hotel. And then suddenly we get there and there's all these hidden fees. And I'm all like, fantastic. I could have just stayed somewhere else nicer and not had hidden fees. So it doesn't matter. Like, we get a regular room and after like a week of being there, it's a ridiculous amount of money.
Right. So So it's like, well, why don't I just go ahead and pay the extra $20 a night?
And get
and
your
I can
suite.
Actually have a restful night at least. But so there's that. Did you, like, have expectations about what your family vacations would be like?
Like, before I had kids?
Before you had kids,
yeah. I didn't really, because, like, my family, like, I grew up really poor. We didn't really go on vacation. So the whole idea of, like, family vacation never even registered to me. Mm-hmm. Plus, like, my family lived pretty close. Mm-hmm. My family literally moved the year we got pregnant with Mason. They moved to Florida.
Oh, no.
So then I was all like, well, crap, I guess we're going to go visit them now. So that's kind of how our family vacations really got started. So I didn't have any expectations. I was just like, oh, we'll go on vacation and we'll have a kid with us and it'll be the same as we're doing already.
They'll be a trooper. They'll just be perfectly fine.
They're pretty good when we fly. It's the driving. When we go to Georgia, we drive and it's 9 hours if we drive straight through the night, which we try to do. But my kids are early wakers, so they're usually up by 5 a.m. We're not getting in there, even regardless of what time we leave. We're not getting in until like 7 or 8. So there's at least 3 hours in the car where they're awake and angry and not wanting to be in the car anymore.
Mm-hmm.
When we go to Florida, I'm not driving. I can't do it with kids.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it as a human. I'm not there.
Yeah. Avery and I have driven to Florida multiple times and
pre-kids, fine.
No, even pre-kids, like, on the way back home, I was like, every time I'd be like, man, next time we're going to fly. Next time we're going to fly. And so now I can't even imagine what it would be like driving.
Yeah, we fly now to Florida. But Mason's older, so we have to buy him a plane ticket. And I think this year is the first year I'll have to buy Smith. So now I have to buy 4 plane tickets.
Yep.
And, like, my family's house is small, so we have to get a hotel room because my kids are small people, but they take up a lot of space. Just like the energy they suck up out of a room.
Oh, yeah.
So we need a hotel room.
Yeah.
So I'm like, now we have to get like a car. Sometimes we rent. Sometimes I'll just like borrow my parents' car. And
but if you're staying at a hotel, you need a car because,
unless they have an extra car.
That you
can sometimes we'll borrow my parents' car and we'll just drive it back and forth and then they'll share cars. But we still need a hotel. We need plane tickets and then luggage fees.
Yeah. What's up with some baggage fees? Like, I used to think, I thought it was like you could still have one free checked bag.
It depends.
Not,
but
on
you
the
have
airline,
to pay. Yeah.
It's on the airline, but that is not the case so much anymore.
Right.
I think there's only like one airline that gives you like one free checked bag. And then everything else is like $25 or $50.
The only bonus to buying my kids' plane tickets is that suddenly now I could like get another checked bag for a discounted price.
Yeah. Or if you like, find that one airline that's doing that special where you get like one free checked bag. My kids don't need their own bag.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, that gives me an extra bag.
Exactly.
That I can check for free.
But what we do is we'll take like an empty like duffel bag because on the way home, we're like, we always have too much more than we came with.
Yeah.
So that's our extra bag now.
Yeah. Before we had kids, when we talked about going on like family vacations, I think I had this vision of like like the Van Wilder type, like going on road trips and stuff like that.
I still have that dream.
I know it's like, obviously, I've watched the movies. So, yes, there were like things that happened. And there's, hijinks ensued and things happened, obstacles that they had to overcome. But ultimately, they became like a closer family. And in reality, it is like that, just with a lot more screaming and tears.
Yeah, yeah. It's more like the, like, family vacations where he, like, punches, like, the moose when they get to the park and it's closed. That's more what it's like.
Yeah.
Like, just that one scene.
Yeah, when we go on, like, long drives, like when we were living in Ohio and we would drive down to Virginia to visit family and things like that for holidays. It was, Lucy's actually pretty good. She might get a little whiny here and there, but other than that, she's fine. We leave really early.
Yes.
So we'll wake up as soon as my kids wake up. So they'll wake up at like 6 or something like that. And I will have already been up for like an hour just loading the car or getting everything ready. So I literally, they wake up and I just put them in the car and then we go. So that way, if we start off early enough, like we'll get there by like lunchtime.
Everybody's in a good mood still.
Everyone's still, yeah. It's still relatively early in the day. They can still have plenty of time to get out and run around and get that pent up energy out. But on like one of the trips, Willie was just done. Like we got stuck in traffic
because
it was like Friday, of course, the day that we were like on arriving. And then if you live in like the DC metro area, rush hour traffic on a Friday
on a holiday weekend
starts early, and it is awful. Like it is soul crushing. Awful.
Yeah, we've left at like 6:30 at night and just sat in traffic until like 9:30 at night, and then we just hit Richmond. Like it's that 3 hours just to like get to Richmond.
That's what happened. We were like on the beltway, and there was like an accident.
Yeah, of course, there's always an accident.
There was no way we could get off or go in a different direction, so we were just stuck.
Yeah,
we were almost like standstill for like a half an hour before we moved 2 inches, and then you know we were stuck there for another half hour. Yeah. And at this point, Willie was just done, so he was just screaming, crying. Nothing would help him. I was by myself.
No.
It was just me and the two kids, and by the time like we reached my parents' house, I was just so like shell-shocked. I was just like a shell of a person because all I had heard for the past 3 hours was scream crying. Like finally got to the house and I just kind of like sat down and just wept. Like it was just
that's so sad.
Awful. And I was like, I don't think I can do this again. It was awful. It was so bad.
We had a similar experience. It was before Smith was born. Mason was a baby. He hated the car as a baby. Like, we would put a TV in there for him. He just hated the car. And we drove to Pennsylvania, which is 4 hours away. I wanted to visit my family so they could see Mason. It was going to be so great. He screamed the whole way. Like, the halfway point, we got out of the car, and I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, in my mind, I'm like, we should turn around and just go home, and then we don't have to make this drive again. And then on the other hand, I'm like, we're already halfway. It's the same amount of time. Either way we go, we should just keep going. And we kept going, and he cried the other 2 hours, and it was awful. And then he cried the 4 hours home, and I haven't been there since. My kid is now 4.
Well, yeah, when you kept saying, like, you just keep going, like, there, I feel like every parent gets to a point where it's like, we just need to get there.
That's like, how I, that's my we phrase just when we drive to Georgia.
We just need to go. Like, we can't stop anymore. Yeah. Like, there's like this mentality, like, we cannot stop and take another break. I just need this to be over.
The
like,
last time we drove to Georgia, we were in a, it was some gas station. It's 3 a.m. The cops are eating donuts. Mason is just crying. He's 2 years old at this point. And he's all, I want to go home. And I'm like, Mace, it's the same amount of time to go home as to just go to your grandparents' house. Let's just keep going. And he's like, no. The cops like made him feel better and he got to hang with them. And we finished the drive. But it's painful. Yeah. I hate driving. I hate it.
So, well, let's talk about the planning that goes into bringing your kids on a vacation. There's a lot of planning. There's a lot of like forethought, I think, that kind of goes into it from, you know, packing. We kind of went over like accommodations, but
right.
So let's talk about packing.
I feel like before kids, it was so easy. I would pack like the week before and I'd throw everything I needed and it was great. And mm-hmm. I feel like now there's no way to pack in advance. Mm-hmm. Like every single time the day before we're leaving, I'm like washing laundry and folding it and putting it into the suitcase as it's coming out of the dryer. And
well, because laundry never ends.
Right. And they need those clothes. Like somehow we only have like suddenly five shirts and those are the five shirts we have to take.
Well, it's because they grow out of everything so quickly at that age. So it's like, oh, I'll have all these clothes. But in reality, you're like, no, half of the clothes that they have, they like had grew out of because they just had a growth spurt. And then
we go to like my parents' house in Florida and we'll go in like the off season, but I'm like, now they're too big for the summer clothes that they just wore and I don't have new summer clothes yet. And
every year they need a new seasonal wardrobe. It's not like you have,
I haven't bought new clothes for myself in years, but they get new clothes every couple of months.
They need a new wardrobe every
month. Somehow we still only ever have five t-shirts when it's time to pack.
I've actually think I've gotten pretty good at packing.
I have not. I can tell you now.
I'm going to give myself a little pat on the back because I actually think I do really good job packing. And I'm kind of really, I'm going to toot my own horn because I'm not packing only for myself. I pack for my two kids. Avery packs for himself.
I pack for everybody.
I pack for the kids. So that's three people that I'm like considering. Mm-hmm. And I think I just do a really good job of
I will tell you how bad I am. I have a scale so I can weigh our suitcases before we go because I already know this is going to be problematic.
Oh, see, I'm not that exact, but I make a ton of lists. Like, I'll make a list for myself. Mm-hmm. I'll make a list for each of the kids.
I also
and I
do
get
these.
Super detailed in it. One, because I really take pride in like the minutia of it, mm-hmm. and like I get great satisfaction from like crossing everything off. So I'll make like super detailed lists like a week in advance or so, and then like I even like break it down into things that I can pack now, mm-hmm. things that I can that I need to pack like the night before, and then things that I need to pack the morning of or the day of. So that way, because there's some things like like I said, I usually try to leave first thing in the morning. So whatever they're using that night that we need to bring, like stuffed animal, special blankie,
sound machine,
stuff like that, that's stuff I need to pack that morning. So, but I already know.
Because it's on the list.
It's on my list. I feel like confident in my not forgetting things.
I do the list thing. This is how my planning always goes because I love planning. So I'm like, I too will make the list. And so I'm like, okay, I have my list. And then as it gets closer, I'm like, okay, I've crossed off like a couple of things. And then somehow the list gets abandoned the day before. And now I'm just in a panic and throwing everything in. And like Betsy's going behind me and being like, do you remember bottles and diapers? I'm like, no, who has time for bottles and diapers? I'm just throwing everything else I can see into the suitcase. So
Well, I also found out that ordering like diapers and wipes and having them like Amazon priming it and then having
can they
them
do it to
sent,
a hotel though?
Well, I don't know. Probably. I haven't done it.
With family. I don't know why I'm asking
this. I've sent
this.
It to family because most of the places we go, even if we are staying at a hotel, I have
family in there.
So I'll just Amazon prime that to go to their house. So I just, all I need is the few diapers that I need traveling that
this
day.
This is the difference for me between like one kid and two kid. Like the first kid, I sent a pack and play. I sent a little mattress for it. Like I ordered these things on Amazon and sent it because I was like, this is going to be perfect. Second kid, it's just blind panic all the time. And I'm like, there's a Target there. There's a Target everywhere. We'll get to a Target and everything will be okay.
Then you feel, once you get to the Target, you're like,
Target's like my happy place. And my kids even love it too. Like when I'm like stressed, my kids will just be like, can we just go to Target? I'm like, yes, that's why I love you.
Okay. See, this just reiterates my point about how awesome Target is.
Yeah. So, it's
because I've done an episode on this. It was my first episode, like my ode to Target, but it's true.
Target is like the savior though when you're traveling because there's a Target everywhere
and it's the same.
Yes.
So you just kind of get your like you get centered again.
Right.
All the like, chaos,
okay, this is like, my place. I know Target.
Yeah. So when we stay with family, they're all really accommodating because I'm sure they just feel my like anxiety. So like my grandma went out and bought a pack and play.
Oh,
so
nice.
So it's just there when we get there. And we've used it for Lucy. We used it when, you know, after we had Willie. So it's gotten plenty of use. I was able to bring it with me because I have two sets of grandparents somewhat close to each other in Florida. Okay. So, like, we would just bring the pack and play with us to my other grandparents' house.
Okay, and right.
So it was very nice. They were very thoughtful. So that does help make travel kids a lot easier is when you have, like, really considerate friends or family members that are like, yeah, we know this is difficult, so let's try to make it easier
for you. I do feel like my family tries to be considerate. They'll be like, what do you need? But I feel like the way I always think about it is, like, if you've worked from home for, like, years, you're used to doing everything by yourself, and then suddenly you go to an office and you have to delegate, like, it's really stressful. So, like, I'm used to being alone with my kids, and I have systems, and I know what we're doing, and then suddenly, like, being with family and, like, delegating to other people, like, they need this, they need that, like, it just, it sometimes is one more thing that stresses me out, because I'm all like, I don't know, will my kids do this with you? I don't know if they'll do this with you, so...
Yeah. Do you have pets now?
We have one dog. I forgot about it. We have one dog and two guinea pigs.
What do you do with them when you travel?
We boarded our dog our last vacation, and then my friend watched our guinea pigs for us.
Okay. Boarding animals is just another...
Stress
and expense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know how much we paid for it, but it was ridiculous.
It's a lot. It's almost... We used to have two dogs, and it was like... It was like the expense of just another vacation just to have them boarded. It was crazy.
I think I spent more on my dog's boarding this last time than we spent on our hotel. Mm-hmm. Like, we found a really good priced hotel, and then the dog's boarding was more expensive. But she's a weird dog. Like, she doesn't like cats. She doesn't like small animals. So we have to find... She doesn't like other dogs.
Yeah.
So finding, like, the combination of a person who has nothing in their life is impossible. So...
You have nothing going on in your life. Can you watch my dog?
You have nobody you love. My dog is here.
We don't have dogs anymore, but we have a cat. We also have chickens, but it's like we keep
loading...
Call
me, because my children will love to take care of your chickens.
Okay. It's like we keep kind of like piling on stuff that just makes it harder for us to actually ever leave our house. But so, like, originally with a cat, the idea was, oh, cats are super easy. You can leave them for like a weekend. You just put out like an extra, like a continuous feeding, like food bowl
lots of
type
food.
Of thing.
Have somebody come in and check on them.
Extra water. Make sure their litter box is clean. They'll be good for like a 2-3 day weekend. You know, it's fine. Well, my cat is not like that. Of course, I have a super high maintenance cat. This cat is... So my cat's name is Murray. Murray is so lucky. I love him so much. He is such an awesome cat. The kids absolutely adore him. The cat is super patient with them. Like, they will lay on him.
Oh, and this is an anomaly.
He's never so much as, like, hissed or growled at them. Nothing. So he's almost perfect. The only reason I say almost perfect is because when we adopted him, he had really bad teeth. Unbeknownst to us, and we had to have all of his teeth removed. So now he is a toothless cat who only can eat really wet food, and wet food does not keep.
Yeah.
So we have to feed him multiple times a day, and so we can't
just leave him home alone.
You can't leave him home with, like, 20 open cans of wet food, because it's gonna go bad.
Just teach him to use the can opener. It's fine.
He doesn't have front claws, so you cannot claw open the can. So yeah, we adopted him. He was like declawed, and then apparently needed some serious dental work. So it was. So he's like one of the more higher maintenance cats. So we can't. And then now we have chickens, which are actually pretty. Easy to care for, but I mean, we have to let them out. I mean, the whole food situation is really easy, but I mean, we have to, like, let them out and out of the coop, put them up at night.
Right.
I mean, they put themselves to bed, but we have to, like, close the door, make sure no predators get in, that type of deal. So that kind of collect the eggs, you know, stuff like that is just more and more things that I feel like we're just kind of nailing ourselves to our house that we can't leave unless we like hire a pet sitter.
Me and Mason are pushing the idea of a puppy, and Betsy's always like, what are we going to do when we travel? Mm-hmm. We can't take a puppy with us. I'm like, we'll figure that out. That's a future us problem.
Yeah. That's a future Laura problem.
That's what I always say when shit gets hard. I'm like, that's a future me problem. Yeah. Now me is going to take a pass on it.
I'm going to deal with those consequences later. When you are traveling, either by road or plane, do you bring like snacks and entertainment with you?
We do. Each of the boys have like the Kindle Fire because they're cheap. And if they bust them, I'm all like, whatever, we'll get another one for $30. I don't even care.
Yeah.
And so it just has like preloaded like cartoons and shows, things you don't need Wi-Fi for, because I feel like you cannot trust Wi-Fi.
No,
don't go for it. So we already have shows loaded onto it. My kids don't care. Like, the minute they get on a plane, suddenly these TVs that normally just entrance them are, like, meaningless. Mm-hmm. But you have to bring food because my oldest, I don't know what it is about a moving vehicle, but it suddenly makes him ravenous. He could have eaten, like, an entire meal before we sat down, but the minute something starts moving, he's like, what do we gotta eat?
Yeah.
So I'm all like, great. So we always have snacks. We always have entertainment.
Yeah. My kids are snack monsters. They don't eat like meals. They just eat like 20 snacks throughout the day.
Mason will eat a full meal and then just snack between until the next meal. And I'm like, every time I do it, I'm like, I see my future grocery bills and they're frightening.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm definitely on you with that. We will... So I do the same thing. Like, we'll like load up. I think we have like a Kindle, and then we had an iPad until it got smashed.
I have one. It's smashed. I still watch it.
So, So we would like load those up with like movies that we know that they'll like to watch. And then we'll put like a few new ones on there just in case they get bored. And then like we'll bring like one or two little toys, and then I would always go to like the dollar store or like the dollar section in Target and get like new toys that they've never seen.
Something exciting.
So it was exciting. It would hold their attention longer than a toy that they play with all the time. So like I would have like special travel toys, special travel snacks. So it was kind of like an experience. And they would be maybe a little bit more like,
my wife found these like coloring books that just color with water, and so we're like, okay, we're gonna load up on these and we're gonna take these with us, and this is gonna be like, if they spill it, if things get out of hand, it's just water.
Yeah,
so this is our new plan for this year.
Okay, so we've talked about all the nightmares of traveling and taking vacations with your children now. However, I don't know about you, but I am certainly very hopeful. I still hold a lot of hope in my heart for future vacations with our kids. I still have that image of like the perfect family vacation.
I hold a special place for vacations without my kids. I'm not gonna lie, when days are bad, me and my wife will just look at each other and be like, a couple more years and we can drop them at somebody else's house and go on vacation.
Yeah, that is like, there's part A to my dream and then part B. So we'll talk about part A first.
Okay,
so vacations without kids when they're older. They're more, you know, independent. Parents or grandparents are, you know, maybe retired at this point.
Right.
Or have, you know.
They're not as hard to control.
They're not. Yeah, the kids are a little easier. They don't need to be on such a strict schedule, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just, you know, thinking. So actually, my part A and part B kind of coincide with each other. So
tell me the dream.
Avery and I have talked extensively about the types of vacations that we want to have. Avery and I both really love going to like baseball games.
Okay.
We would go to a lot. We went to a lot of national games. We went to a lot of Cleveland games. We've gone to like Tampa Bay Stingrays. Games. So we really like going to like watch baseball. I really like the food at a lot of these places.
That's why,
like I said, I'm all about the food. So what we want to do is we want to travel to all these states that have like major league baseball teams.
That's cool.
Stay there for like a week, so we can go to a game or two, also see the sights that are in the city, because mm-hmm. they're usually bigger cities sure. and things, and there's lots of stuff to do. So there's like certain states that we would want to go just by ourselves.
Right.
Like we want to go to New York just by ourselves. Yeah. That's not a place I really want to bring
kids with us. Yeah.
Or maybe like, it doesn't even have to be like a busy place. It just might be like
somewhere you can relax.
Maybe some places that we can just relax, or maybe there's just more stuff like adult things that I want to do, and right. I don't want to have to worry about toting two kids around. And then we also have like the dream of going to some of those states with our kids, so they can also go to like the baseball games with us, and we can do like family activities. Right. So like if we went to if we go to Florida or something mm-hmm. like that, there's, you know, Disney,
lots of family stuff,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, Universal and stuff like that. If we go to, like, Pennsylvania, then, you know, they have, like, a really awesome, like, children's museum there and
oh,
stuff
yeah,
like that.
I always
that.
Forget about that, yeah.
And so, I mean, I know I'm saying, like, lots of East Coast stuff, but, I mean, but, yeah, stuff yeah. like that. Or if we go to, like, Arizona, mm-hmm. then I would want to bring the kids so we could go, you know, like, hiking in the desert there and stuff right. like that. So that's kind of like our dream thing, is we go to these places to see like a baseball game and then spend like a week there kind of discovering the town and mm-hmm. things like that. Some of the places that we want to go with our kids, and some of the places we want to go just the two of us. And we would like to do that annually.
Okay.
Like once a year, that's our like big family type of vacation. That way we kind of get to see not all of America, but you know, like a right. good majority of America. We get, you know, farther than 30 miles past like where we live.
Right.
And that way, so we see a lot of places. We do something like that once a year, but it's always different kind of,
right.
but you know,
new places.
It's something that we enjoy. So that's our plan.
I feel like with my kids, mm-hmm. you're right, there's a lot of places in the country I want to go to. I'd love to go to like California, places I've never been. Mm-hmm. And there's always, I feel like there's always something for kids to do. I'll bring my kids and they'll have fun because I said so.
Yeah.
But I feel like my dream vacation without my kids, I already told Betsy, I was like, I want to go to Europe. I want to go all over the place. Yeah. I want to eat. I want to drink. I want to like just relax and take in the culture without being all like, you know, did we bring the stroller? Did we bring diapers?
Right.
Did we, you know, I was like, I just want to like
have a meltdown.
Right. Are we on schedule? No, because everybody's on jet lag.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I want to go to Europe and just like eat and drink until like I don't even know what day it is anymore.
Sounds
so I'm
awesome.
Like, I need to wait till my kids are a little bit older and I can like drop them with family and right. it's just me and Betsy. And but like in the country, there's a lot of places. Like we talk about going to Minnesota. I feel like when we plan in country vacations, it's always like, should we move to Minnesota? We should go visit there and check out like the culture. Like right now we're talking about like, should we move to Georgia? Let's go to Augusta in July and we'll go to Pride and see what the gay culture is like. So I feel like this is how we tend to like plan like in country vacations. We're just like, let's move to Texas. We'll go visit Texas and check it out.
No, I do want to do like big just vacations with just me and Avery.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have a folder on our like bookmark bar on our laptop
uh-huh.
of our like South America trip that I want to do.
Okay.
Like I have restaurants that I want to go to.
Oh, this is
out.
Way more detailed. Mine just involves eating and drinking. Like that's all. I can't think past that.
I have the hotel planned out that I want to stay
this
at.
This is amazing.
It's our big Patagonia actually trip that I really want to do. So
when I go to Europe, I'm going to let you know and I'll have you like plan it and you could just send me the links.
That would be my dream. I swear.
Just tell me when to go and where to go. I will show up.
Just so you know, it will be centered around the chef's table.
I'm here for it. I already said I want to go eat.
Do you watch Chef's Table on Netflix?
No.
Oh,
I've
my
like
God.
Seen it, but
don't,
I have not watched it.
Don't watch it. It'll make you miserable. Because all it does, it just makes me want to travel and go to all these places and try these like top like Michelin star restaurants.
I
and
watched
so that's
that
all
great...
my vacations are planned around. So like
right.
our Patagonia trip is all
about
centered
food.
Around that one restaurant and just kind of like what's around there. And then I have like an Ireland one that I want to do.
I heard
that's
the
not
food
actually,
is like in Ireland.
Well, that's it. That one's actually not centered around.
I heard it's a
food,
beautiful country. My friend of mine just went last year, and she said it's gorgeous, but the food is utter shit.
Yeah, and then. But I do have like an Italy one that where you gotta go to, where you go to Sicily for like a specific gelato that I also saw. I'm telling you, most of my vacations are centered around food of some sort. So
my wife has not been down with the Europe vacation, but we went somewhere and we got these like French cookies. She's like, these are really good. I'm like, get on this train with me and let's eat.
I just want to go to Paris and sit at a cafe and drink wine
and coffee.
Tons of cheese.
Yes. This is what I've been telling people.
All I want to do is sit and watch people.
I just want to drink wine until I can't feel my legs and eat all the cheese and bread until I come back 15 pounds heavier.
Do I have a tongue? I don't feel like I have a tongue.
I'm just swallowing the cheese. I can't even chew it.
I don't have a tongue is because I'm talking. Like, that's how drunk I want to get in like a foreign country and just sit there and people watch.
But my wife doesn't drink wine, so I'm like, perfect. I shall drink. I'll tell you what it tastes like. You carry me home tonight. But like, if we go to like Germany where it's like more beer stuff, I'll be like, I'll be your designated person. You drink endlessly. Yeah. And we just eat all the delicious food in between, so nobody gets alcohol poisoning. Let's not get crazy.
Oh, well, but no one's talking about that.
Right. Yeah. But eat until, like, we cannot fit in our plane seats anymore.
Yeah, until we have to buy, like, an extra seat just so we can
put the arm up and just spread out.
Spread out, lay out. Yeah, that's I think, more, those are types, the vacations that I'm planning in my little bookmarks. Those are all for like when we're much older and the kids are like in college
going that far. I don't think I can make it that long.
I mean, I'm being realistic, and by the time that we can actually afford those types of vacations kids are moved out of the house and they're not, like, you know, eating us out of house and home.
I was just telling my wife this the other day that I used to be like, oh, if we ever go to Europe, I want to do this. And I was like, the other day it was just like a bad day, and I was like, you know what, F it. I'm not saying if we ever go, I'm saying when we go, because I need to know this is a real thing we're going
there needs to be a light at the end of this tunnel.
Yeah. I need to believe that I'm putting in this work now and we're all having fun and it's great. And then one day I get a reward and I get to go.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm totally with you on that. Do you think like there is like an end goal with having family vacations? Like,
I do. I think it's really hard and it's really frustrating, but I feel like my kids always love it. They're Mason right now. So the last time we went to Florida, he got to go on roller coasters for the first time, and it was like his whole world just like opened up before him. And so he wanted to go on this one called the Hulk that me and Betsy had gone on, and he's clearly way too small for. Yeah. But he saw it, and now it's like his dream. Aww. And so he asked me, how do I get on this roller coaster? And I was like, you have to get bigger. And he's like, how do I get bigger? I'm like, you got to eat all your food. You got to sleep at night, and then you will grow. And literally,
it's working.
He eats anything now because he's all like, I need to get bigger. I need to get on this roller coaster.
You need to hulk up.
Right. And he'll like make me measure him. He's like, do I look bigger today?
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, you are getting so big. He's like, I'm going to be ready for this roller coaster. So like, I love it because I feel like, you know, he's really...
It opens their eyes to more
for
like
all the pain in the ass of planning and traveling and all this, like seeing him get to like experience these things is it makes it worth it at the end of the day.
We're really hoping that it's one, it kind of opens their eyes to how different people live in different places of the country, but also at the same time, all the like, I know we've been talking like a lot about it and like how awful it is and how torturous it is.
I know, but those few moments when they see those things,
but then there's like those I think that's how it is with parenting. Like most of it is just torture.
Yes.
But then there's like those little moments that just make it so worth
I can do this.
Every little storm that you had to go through to get there. And I think also all the like challenges and obstacles that you have to go through for it, in a way,
it like, makes it better.
It makes it, it makes you closer because, I mean, if you're in a new place and you don't know where you are and your only people that you have to rely on are your family, you're going to like bond over that more. And then also later, after after everything is said and done, you're like, hey, remember that one time we were at the cabin right. and there was no water and we had to like take showers in the hose outside? I mean,
yeah,
at the time it was awful, but then like looking back, it's kind of turns right. into like this fun, endearing
we
moment
have a story
that you
now.
Had. And now you have like this story. Like,
yeah.
And that's how you have like these family stories that develop.
Sure.
And they, I mean, if you're in
it's
the
always
moment,
about something
it's always
awful.
But
yes.
later it turns into this like fun, like moment that
right.
you had. And I think that's kind of cool how like those moments, like moments and stories,
yeah,
that's how they originate.
Yeah, I always like stress, like my kids are not sleeping enough on vacation, but like my sister has this Facebook profile picture and it's my youngest and he's just like passed out on her chest, like mouth open, just completely gone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's such a beautiful picture. And
yeah.
ultimately, that kid will sleep anywhere. So it doesn't matter that they're not sleeping their normal schedules.
Right.
You know, I'm like, she got to hold him and got to snuggle with him.
And
you
that's
know.
A moment that you
right.
wouldn't have had otherwise.
Right, so. Right. So,
yeah, I really hope with like family vacations that the end goal is just that we kind of become closer as a family and then we
right.
just kind of develop. Like, that's what I want. I just want to have tons of family stories.
Yes.
To look back on. Because, I mean, at the end, like, what do you have?
Right. Yeah.
That's what
no,
you have
I
is
think
your memories and your stories. So.
I grew up in a really poor family. And we have so many stories about, like,
yeah.
the ridiculousness of, like, just trying to make it. And, like, now that we're all in a better place, those stories are funny. And, like, we always, like, every time we're together, we talk about them.
And I bet you take a lot of pride in those
right,
stories, too.
Right,
yeah.
That we've gotten to, like, this place in life. And so I feel like you're right. That's kind of, like, what we're recreating with, like, these family vacations is that it's a shit show every minute of it until you get home and you're like, oh, well, we had those few minutes where, you know, everybody was just, like, together and everything just magically worked out. And
well, and that's another thing. Like, as bad as it might seem, you still always make it through
right.
to the other side. And so you're yeah. like, maybe it really wasn't that bad.
Right.
Yeah. So I think that's a really good place to kind of leave this discussion off on family vacations. I want to thank you so much for coming and spending
Thanks.
Time with me. Thanks for coming back, Laura.
Thanks. I love coming.
Good. All right, everybody. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate, comment, and subscribe. You can find us at b1015.com, keyword podcasts. You can also find The Impossible Job on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. You can find a Facebook page for The Impossible Job at Facebook for Impossible Job, and you can follow me on Twitter at _impossiblejob. If you have show suggestions or you want to be a guest on the show or you just want to email me directly, my email is laura@wbqb.com. All right, everybody, go forth, have some family vacations this summer. Bye.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the host and guests on this podcast are their own and not necessarily those of Centennial Broadcasting.